Let's bring in our president and CEO of the North Platte Area Chamber and Development, Gary Pearson. Gary, how are you doing today?
Good, very good.
You're always good, aren't you?
Well, it's the only way to live life, you know?
You know, even if you got crud to deal with, you know, you just smile and get through it and maintain a positive approach, right?
Absolutely.
That's the way to do it. You got a lot of things you want to talk about today, but the headliner is what happened Tuesday. We've been talking for months, it seems, about this Amazon distribution center, and finally got the ribbon cutting, got her up and running on Tuesday, huh?
Yeah, it was somewhat limited. That's just their corporate policy, but we appreciate very much the fact that they invited in some of the community leaders to have a ribbon cutting. We got a tour of the facility. It was a pretty amazing facility. Really down, they got it down to a split-second science, the way that they put the packages through there, and pretty amazing stuff. And so we appreciate their partnership. Of course, they located out at the Chamber Development Corporation Twin Rivers Business Park, and one of the reasons they could react so quickly is because we have that all shovel ready to go, all infrastructure's in place. We no more than got the street in. I think, in fact, the week we opened that street, we got a call from them and said, hey, you know, we're really intrigued by the business park there. And so one thing went back and forth for a while, and they soon signed the deal, and they were under construction in a relatively short period of time. And some of the statistics they shared with us, pretty amazing stuff. You know, just since they opened in November, they've already had 175,000 packages go through that facility.
Wow.
They do 20,000 packages on an average week. It's a 34,000-square-foot facility, about two-thirds the size of a football field. You drive by that, it doesn't do it justice until you see the inside of it and the assembly they have going on there and the automation they have, 200 feet of conveyance. I was amazed at the number of jobs. They have 60 jobs within the facility itself. They have 80 flex driver contracted, and some of these drivers have a two-hour route, and then some three, four, five, and on up. And the way they every package that comes through there has the compute or the codes that tell the assembly people where what bin it goes in, and then when they sort, what they do is they serve a radius of 50 miles. It's called the last mile facility. So they serve west from Ogallala to Brule, to the east, all the way to Cozad, Stapleton to the north, and Curtis to the south. So it's a pretty wide range. And so they compartmentalize all the different deliveries. And then a flex driver will show up. They'll have their assignment, their bin that they load up in their personal vehicles that they flex with, and then they have their route all defined, and they have the route on who gets first, second, third, fourth, fifth packages, and where to drop it, and so forth. And it's just it was just pretty amazing to hear how modernized it is for the delivery. And so, you know, they've made quite a commitment to the state of Nebraska. They now have over $2 billion of investment in our state since 2010, and 2,500 full and part-time employees and 2,000 indirect jobs like the flex drivers. And they've worked with a lot of independent sellers, which is a nice thing, you know, for people that have small operations. They don't have a storefront or, you know, brick and mortar or whatever, but they have a nice product. A lot of them, you know, even Nebraska entrepreneurs do this, and they network with Amazon and are able to move their products through there. So just amazing stuff. And they've committed to be a part of the Chamber Development Corporation, and You don't always see that with the big corporations.
That's what you want. Yeah.
You want that
partnership and continued back and forth, and how can we improve things? Economic impact. Talk about that a little bit with the jobs and what that brings, hopefully, families and spending money and being a part of the community.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
I mean, every job that's created, you know, and a lot of the flex drivers, I'm sure they have other jobs as well, but this allows them some additional income and so forth. Their operations similar to Walmart distribution. Walmart has far more employees, obviously, but you look at the economic impact that facility and those employees have on our community. It's really significant. But this is just another cog in the wheel. They didn't get into the specific numbers. They get up and operational, they're never going to know how many employees it's going to take to operate it.
Right.
And I think it's probably a sign of the times. You know, we're such an on-time society anymore. You know, it's instantaneous. You want
online orders, and we expect it to be there the next day.
Yeah, I'm still a brick-and-mortar guy. You know, I still love the ma-and-pa shops and everything. So you need a combination of both in today's world, and they'll probably just continue to grow. You know, they've got room within that facility. They can still expand quite a bit. It's just massive inside, and it was really intriguing and interesting to the folks that had a chance to be there.
Had to kind of chuckle when I read the quote in the story in the Telegraph. The manager, Sean Brenke, out there says, "The things that we see most are energy drinks, like Monster energy drinks, or pet items, dog food, pet balls, and stuff like that."
I know. They were talking about one package. Product fell through the bottom of the package that it was in, and it wound up being a shot put in a discus for one of the local track teams here.
Really?
So, obviously they packaged it up, but it was just interesting. And, you know, most of the packages are pretty lightweight. I can imagine somebody picking that up and thinking, what in the world's in there? Very intriguing. And Sean's a great guy. I've got to know him a little bit, and former military guy in logistics, retired and took on this challenge. But he grew up in Hagler. So his family had an opportunity when they reached out to Amazon. He wanted to get back in the working field, and they gave him some choices. They were opening some other facilities. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't quite sure if he wanted to come to North Platte or not, but they come up here and check out the community, and they go, wow, you know, boy, things have changed here. And so they love it here, and they said it's been an excellent choice for them. But he conducted the whole tour and narrated the whole thing, and boy, he knows that to a T, you know, out there. The product goes quickly. I mean, those people are really – they working quickly.
Well-oiled machine, aren't they?
Yeah,
that's good. You had several other things you want to touch on today, starting with the Riverside Housing Development. They're having a grand opening next Thursday, I see.
Yeah, a big event. Starts at 4:30. It carries on through about 7. They're going to have entertainment. They're going to have food trucks. They're going to have dessert. They're going to have beverages out there. Entertainment, you know, it's just they're this is a kind of a new concept development. You can kind of go online or see them on their website and kind of design around the main frames that they have and pick out kind of how your home wants to be, and then they build them in, for lack of a better word, kits. You know, it's a well-built platform, and they slap them together, and they're going to have a couple of show homes out there for people to go through. Okay. But it's largely – this is used in the northern United States quite a bit because their construction season's so much shorter.
Right.
You know, it's got a good track record behind it. I'm anxious to see it myself. Austin Hillis, who's led this development team, he's one of the first people that came to North Platte when it became apparent we were going to need a considerably mm-hmm. more housing, you know, with the announcement of sustainable beef and right. so forth. And he hung in there a long time. He went to many, many public meetings, hearings at the city when they were trying to – because if you take a raw mm-hmm. piece of ground where this is over there between the East Phillip and the river, you know, where the other house, right. you see the big apartments coming up. Well, this is another phase by a different development team that's going in there. And he believes that they're going to build 30 single-family homes this year. Right. I mean, that's pretty ambitious for anybody. But you do it in volume, you know, you can keep the cost components down. And they kind of know the price point they want to hit. So another great housing development. We welcome to the community. And one thing that was always a deterrent in North Platte is we didn't have the housing when we were trying to work with companies, mm-hmm. you know, looking at North Platte. And now we have an abundance of housing coming in. So we're going to be clicking yep. on all cylinders here. And that's really great.
Of course, Eric Seacrest tonight, be on the Venue
304. Mm-hmm. Longtime good friend of mine, Eric. In fact, way back in the day, I worked for Eric. And one of the great things about when I moved to North Platte 11 years ago is having friends like Eric here. And I think the world of him. We get together quite often and discuss the world's problems, of course, and try to solve a few of them over a cold beer. And he's just a great guy. I think the world of him. They should have a sellout crowd tonight because everybody just – Eric's just one of those guys. He's so likable and done such – great things in not only the newspaper industry, but now most recent years with the Mid-Nebraska Community Foundation yep. and all the things that they've helped become reality and the various scholarships and all the communities they've helped. And he's just a super good guy. And they got a great guy that's going to succeed him in Leland Poppy. Yep. But tonight's all about Eric, and I can't wait to help celebrate what he's done.
Okay.
Last night, went over to the Village of Hershey, their planning commission. We're in the process of rezoning all our properties over there. We have six mm-hmm. different parcels, and so that's the next phase. We need to get all the rezoning in place and all what's going to the footprint of what's going to be our rail park has to be mm-hmm. all completed no later than August 1st this year. So theoretically, you got to get that all done by June.
Okay.
We're working on a couple other things out there that may or may not materialize, but so I kind of filled them in on everything. We got a unanimous vote out of the Planning Commission and goes yep. on to the Village Board of Directors now at their meeting on May 11th. It's on a Monday. And they're also going through their comprehensive plan, updating it and going to go through public hearings to do that and really help Hershey prepare for you know, what should be very promising years ahead with the rail park. You know, it's now part of their community and being annexed in and so forth. Monday, the Inland Port Authority meets over at the Nebraska International Port of the Plains. It used to be the Greenbrier facility right. over there at Hershey. Got a lot of things on the agenda, and so it'll be a lot of updates there we can talk about, you know, probably next month when okay. we come in. Good. But we got a lot of agreements on there, and we work very closely with them, and we had several of the agreements involve our North Platte Chamber Development Corporation there, independent, created by Lincoln County there, mm-hmm. You know, and so they're all volunteer-driven at this point, and they have a contract manager, so to speak, that mm-hmm. Helps move the product in and out and just works on a commission basis. So a lot of good things happen there at the Inland Port. And another, we'll keep moving that along. Newberry Village, this is the manufactured home park out on the north side of East Phillip, being put in by the Bonavilla Homes, the Chief Industries owned operation. And they got one more public hearing to go through with the city council and here in North Platte, modifying the mobile home ordinance so you could treat this as like more secured, like on foundations by using anchor bolts put it down. And what we're hoping is that the council will modify the ordinance to where you don't have that mandatory storm shelter situation mm-hmm. because they would have to build a storm shelter to accommodate 550 people. It's a long development, you know, that is quite some distance. And anybody that's ever been around storm shelters in different places, rarely are they ever used, if ever. And to build one of that size, I don't know, $2 million, that makes the development not work.
Not cost effective.
It's not cost effective. Yeah. So I'm sure, hoping the city council, that third and final reading, we get the approval vote out. There's been a split vote so far, but the majority understands the reasonings and using a lot of common sense on why this makes, you know, is the best way to go. Had a wonderful patron party here recently. Our ambassador group and hostess has helped out a great deal. Probably the most successful we've had in many years, and very classy way that they did it. And so I want to thank everybody who supported us there. We've set the date for December 7th on our annual Farmer Rancher Appreciation Banquet. That's going to be at Venue 304 also. Our leadership, Lincoln County, is wrapping up for another year. They got one more month. They had their Ag Day here this week. And so we're now taking applications for the next round. But this program's been around 40 years. We limit it to 25 applicants every year. But I've never run into anybody that says it wasn't a wonderful experience and really an eye-opening experience. People get to see the inner workings of a community and how, you know, it takes so much networking and so many components to really build what a community is, and understand how the economy works, public safety, how it works, you know. And so it's just a wonderful, great program that Chamber Development Corporation has sponsored for four decades, and really encourage anybody to get involved in that. Especially, we've seen a lot of these people then emerge into community leaders, you know, because they really take the time to understand. It's a year-long process. It's one day a month commitment. Employers have been great about letting their employees do that.
Good.
Another subdivision, Legends Estates. This is out by where Powell's Brewing is. It's a more of a rural acreage subdivision. Mm-hmm. They had an open house at Western Nebraska Bank here recently, and talking to the owner, John Betcher, he has three different lots that he says have been, I think two have sold, one is on the cusp of selling. So it's like any development. Once you see it growing up out of the ground, it really does change the different mindset people have of what's going on. We recently hosted a McCook Leadership Group. We do this every year, and take them on a bus tour. It's one of the favorite things I get to do is show off North Platte and all the exciting things
sure
we got
that.
Going at.
Yeah.
And tell them the inside story on a lot of them. And they just keep coming back every year, so they must enjoy it. So
good.
And we got the Women of Achievement event coming April 30th. Really congratulate everybody that has put that event together. But a lot of very, very deserving leaders get recognized there. Late yesterday, we had a tour, some of our chamber officials did, of the former Cabela's Call Center. Chris Blakely, local businessman, entrepreneur, bought that at auction, has completely remodeled it, and it's just a real showpiece. So Commercial Services is in charge of, you know, marketing and selling that property. I'm sure he'd be open to leasing it too, but phenomenal. It's kind of a hidden gem out there, that out of sight, out of mind, but it would make a great operation for people that have need for offices and I could see some type of a headquarters operating out of there. Also, it's just really done right, and very encouraged by that. Our One Nebraska Six Region thing keeps rolling along. We'll have another meeting today with that group, and you can go on their website and just go to One Nebraska Six Region Mid Plains. Click on that, and there's a regional housing study there that has some really intriguing and facts about the housing situation in our 19-county region that makes up the Mid Plains Community College footprint.
Good overview.
And then, of course, today's Arbor Day, so shout out to that long-standing tradition. It's
a
Nebraska
tree
thing.
Today, Gary, huh?
Yeah, so out on the plains, it was important to plant trees, I'll tell you.
There wasn't much. Just imagine Nebraska. You're crossing Nebraska and not seeing hardly any trees.
Yeah, and that's the way it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why, you drive on the interstate or any road in Nebraska, you see these little clumps of trees,
yep.
you know, just kind of isolated now. Well, that at one time was a homestead, because part yep. of being a homestead or a Kincaid Act is you needed to plant trees. They called it a tree claim.
Right.
And so, you know, that's a pretty intriguing fact, too.
Well, Gary Pearson's been our guest, first half of Mugs today, the president and CEO of the North Platte Area Chamber and Development. We appreciate you coming in. We'll schedule you for towards the end of May, and look forward to more good things to chat about. It's great that we have all these great things
to talk about. Yeah, it is. When we get some rain, it'll be even better.
Yeah.